This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The big hiring and unemployment reports are due in about an hour and a half. Now, forecasters expect another jump in people added to payrolls, around 400,000 more in April compared with March. Wages have been going up briskly. Average hourly earnings up 5.6% in a year, which, by the way, is still less than inflation. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
Even with wages rising as fast as they are, the average American's paycheck isn't keeping up with inflation. But keep in mind, a lot of workers right now are getting raises that are well above average.
I try to be direct. If I want more money, I'll ask for more money.
Brian Rademski's an insurance adjuster in Omaha, Nebraska. When a rival firm made him a lucrative offer to jump ship,
I presented that to my current employer. I said, look, they're giving me a lot of money to do this job. They said, we're happy for you, but what did they offer you? And they ultimately matched the number that I was being offered.
He ended up with a 13.5% raise to do exactly the same job.
I don't know how they're absorbing the cost. I don't think anybody's cutting corners anywhere to make sure that Brian stays around and gets to go out to eat once more per month or something like that.
It's a challenge for employers to keep up in a labor market where there are about 2 open positions for every 1 person looking for work, says Frank Fiorelli at small business payroll processor Paychex.
This growth in wages, it's unprecedented going back 10, 15 years. It's not slowing down either.
He says keeping current workers and recruiting new ones starts with higher pay, but employees want more.
They want flexibility, work from home or very flexible hours, and then it's also a robust benefit package that's kind of table stakes now as well.
It's common wisdom in career advising that the best path to a substantial pay hike is to quit and get a new job. And that's been true in the Great Resignation. But it creates another problem, says Lauren Mason at HR consulting firm Mercer. New hires with little experience getting paid more than workers who've been around a while. So employers are under pressure
to make sure that they are providing competitive pay to those who stick around and, you know, rewarding those for their loyalty.
All this workplace churn affects employees as well. Brian Rademski says some pressure came with his double-digit raise.
I went through this whole drama. Hey, I'm going to leave. No, you're not. We're going to give you more money to stay. And then I say, oh, they'll take the money. That sounds awesome. Basically, I kind of feel like I got to earn my money now.
And he feels that means he'll end up contributing more to the bottom line. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.